You want to go in?
Yeah, you want to start something?
You want to start something?
All right.
Start here. Hello, everybody.
Hello, buddy.
How you doing?
That's my radio announcer.
I have an ice addiction, sorry.
How's it going here on KCMQ? Yeah, we have a name for that in the business. It's called...
being a pain in the arse.
Well, something like that.
Oh, man. So what's going on out there in the world at large?
The world at large, of course, we just got done with a Kansas City Chiefs game. Who were those other guys?
What was their name? The Jets? No, no. It was the...
with a guy named Benny as quarterback.
That's right.
No.
It was the Elton John. Yeah. Oh man, I don't want to get into it. This isn't a sports show, but you guys got to get tired of how this always turns out. How good would it have been coming from a jazz universe here to have Kansas City and New Orleans get together? How much fun would that matchup be? Instead, we got this stupid team that used to be in St. Louis that's the Rams now, and all of a sudden everybody in LA loves them, and they've been there for 2 years, and then you got.
I don't know. You're the sports guy.
The Patriots.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is, and I'm moving on to baseball. It's Fan Fest this weekend. Baseball is going to be in the air before we know it, but it was a great ride, and our savior, Mahomes, was perfect, and now we can just look at the future.
Yeah.
It's looking bright.
No way to go but forward.
That's right.
So, not to drag you back anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Let's put some music on, shall we? Get us properly backed up here. Boy, I like this. This is one of these little jackets.
Yeah.
Less resolution here. This is a group featuring Roy Eldridge.
Little Jazz.
And Jonah Jones.
Yeah.
Thought we'd put it on the A side here, which begins with the St. Louis Blues.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, what's up, man? Two for the show, right. Baby.
Listen to this. We'll see how old this guy is.
All right. Ooh, this sounds good. Popcorn on Mars. Oh, man. Kind of soft ice cube for the song.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. Chris says it sounds great.
Good.
Damn. So I gotta say, and we talked about this. We just recorded the vocals for show 581.
Yeah.
And the one thing that John Christopher had mentioned as we got towards the end of that show was that I put this thing up on Facebook about the beauty of, and I was telling my stepdaughter Jilly this the other day. And my fiance Amanda, we were driving home. It was Sunday morning, and I said, "You, there's a lot of cities in America right now that would be envious of where we're at. A lot of people don't make it to this championship status. They don't get to look at buildings in red. They don't get to see Chiefs jerseys draped over these iconic statues on the plaza. All of these people totally got raptured by this spirit of just coming together. Anymore in America, it's because there's tragedy or there's certain things, and we should come together for that. But there's something about sport that's so unique and cool, and Kansas City got to bask in that like we did with the Royals.
Yeah.
It was great to see."
Yeah, it was. The spirit was evident everywhere. Pulled everybody together, having a great time. It was a good game.
Man. And that's the thing.
Knuckle. White knuckling a couple of times. That makes, yeah.
And that's the thing. Every single game this year was great. There could have been levels of momentum. There is, balls touched by thumbs that referees can't see that probably should have given us the momentum. But, you know, who's counting?
And, listen to this slapstick. Yeah. Boy, the recording arts have changed, haven't they?
Well, but the thing is that it always strikes me about this is that when I interview people and they'll be like, I'll be like, where are you going to go in the Jazz DeLorean? Who do you want to see? And you'll hear all kinds of different answers. But what I always hear from musicians is to hear the way that horn would have sounded would have sounded in that bar or that tavern, wherever. Yep. Whether it was Roy Eldridge or if it was Louis Armstrong or it was John Coltrane, how would that native sound of that horn sound as it just rose from that horn and bounced off of those walls? That's dreamy.
With the recording techniques that we have today, there is at times, I know what you're saying, a feeling of you're kind of losing it as you mix it all down and, you know, give it the professional touch and all of that. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But after a while, you really miss the way it sounds in the clubs.
You know, that's
in the juke joints and places, you know?
Totally. And I learned that. I've been learning that more as I go out and see a lot of these live jazz shows. And I was fortunate enough to see the Yellow Jackets with the great Bob Mentzer the other night at the Folly. And when you hear the CD, it's one thing, but when you hear them live and how they orchestrate and put it together, there's just something about the way that bounces.
And you see the chemistry.
Totally.
The chemistry between everybody as they're doing this, looking at each other, playing off of one and each other. Given it is an improv, a lot of jazz is purely improvisational, they're working off of each other.
Yep.
That's why if I sit and listen to a record, I try, you listen for the conversation.
Yep.
That's going on between them.
It's funny because I was interviewing Lewis Porter today, the longtime jazz pianist, and he's a teacher. He's a beautiful soul. And he was talking to me today about how people sometimes say, you're just banging things out up there. You're just doing whatever you want to do. It's improv. And he's like, no, this is a highly diverse, very well articulated, difficult music that we're specifically picking these things out to interplay off of each other. That's what jazz is. It gets misinterpreted as this thing where everybody's just doing their thing and they just throw whatever ingredients they have in the cabinet into a stew and hope people eat it. It's not that. It's a well-articulated culinary event for the ears, and that's exactly what it is.
It is, Nick. It reminds me of a guy I watched, Serious Artist, gets up on a ladder, takes two buckets of paint, and drops them on the canvas. And I don't know, I... He didn't do anything with it. The guy made, you know, several, you know, $10,000 off that silly thing.
Sure.
And what were you trying to say, man? I was trying to, he just grins and says, I'm trying to say I'm done, man.
That's it. Give me the money and I'm out of here. But that's not what jazz is doing. They're cutting all the vegetables. They're laying the meats out. They have this culinary delight for you. And that's what they're doing, man. They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I think it was you that kind of gave me that visualization. It's good jazz is a conversation.
Yeah, it is.
And oft requires the visual in order to kind of pick it out. Okay, this way he's looking at him.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's what it is.
It doesn't all have to be a head trip.
Right, right. Well, and the beauty of it is when these guys go overseas and play in areas like East Africa, they can't understand each other when they get off stage, but they have that one language that always makes sense and makes everybody happy.
Yep.
You know?
And so, it is their own.
Yeah, it is. It's uniquely their own. It's a good thing.
I see we got some people jumping on there.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. How are you? Welcome to Earth.
As we say in the radio business, hello, everybody. You're KCMQ. You're in the studio.
Let me crush some ice over that one there.
All right.
Well, this, again, for those of you that just tuned in and you're wondering what this is a smaller little album here. What size is that? Is that a 78?
No.
Or what is that specifically?
No, that's a 78 would have been in this kind of wrapper, but it's, I forget what the actual, not the 12-inch, you know, disc that we're used to there. That's possibly, I'm going to say 10.
Yeah, and it's a small, nice, digestible thing, but it's a very sexy-looking little cover here. Gets to the point, and it's full of great stuff from Roy Eldridge with Little Jazz, Charlie Shavers, Jonah Jones. Just, it's good. This is just, it's just a great little album.
I run into those at sales every now and again and try to scoop them up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your Joe Sullivan album was one of those.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yeah.
You got my brain spinning around Joe now. I like it. Yeah, yeah, it's good. Well, there's only one real way sometimes that you beat back the winter blues in Kansas City, and it's good jazz and dreaming about the Royals coming up here pretty soon. So get your dreaming caps on, and you don't have to sleep the dream, kids.
Get psyched.
That's it, because it's going to happen.
All right.
All right, with that.
Glad for the visit.
Yeah.
Inviting us into your space there for a few minutes anyway. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Bill Denny, enjoy it. All right. Take it easy, everybody. Where is that button at?
Neon Jazz.